Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Teaching to Transgress by Bell Hooks is a landmark work of educational and feminist theory that argues for education as a liberating practice rather than a system of control. First published in the 1990s, the book brings together essays drawn from Hooks' work as a teacher, cultural critic, and Black feminist thinker. It belongs to the fields of critical pedagogy, multicultural education, and social criticism. Yet it remains highly readable because it joins theory with personal reflection and classroom experience. Across the book, Hooks examines how race, gender, and class shape learning, authority, and student participation. She challenges conventional models in which teachers dominate and students passively receive information, proposing instead a more active and democratic classroom. The central purpose of the book is to show that teaching can become a practice of freedom when educators confront oppression directly and invite students into shared intellectual and ethical work. Its enduring influence comes from the way it connects pedagogy to social transformation, emotional honesty, and the struggle for justice. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, education as the practice of freedom. The core idea of teaching to transgress is that education should help people become more free, more conscious, and more capable of resisting domination. Bell Hooks draws on traditions of critical pedagogy while shaping them through her own experience as a Black feminist teacher. In her account, the classroom is never politically neutral. It can reproduce silence, obedience, and hierarchy, or it can become a site where students learn to question inherited assumptions about society and themselves. This vision gives education an ethical and social purpose that goes beyond job training or mastery of information. Hooks argues that teaching should encourage students to cross boundaries that maintain racism, sexism, and class inequality. The act of transgressing does not mean disorder for its own sake. It means moving beyond limits imposed by oppressive systems and restrictive habits of thought. For Hooks, a liberatory classroom is one where knowledge is connected to lived reality and where intellectual work can transform both teacher and student. This framework makes the book significant, not only as a theory of schooling, but also as a broader argument about democracy, justice, and human possibility. Secondly, engaged pedagogy and shared classroom responsibility. One of the book's most influential contributions is its account of engaged pedagogy. Hooks rejects the image of the teacher as a distant authority who simply delivers expertise from above. Instead, she presents teaching as a relational practice in which genuine learning depends on active participation, mutual presence, and shared responsibility. This does not mean abandoning rigor or pretending that the teacher has no expertise. Rather, it means rethinking authority so that students are invited into the process of inquiry. Hooks emphasizes that the best classrooms are animated by dialogue, risk, and attentiveness to the whole person. Intellectual growth is linked to emotional and even spiritual well-being because students do not enter classrooms as disembodied minds. They bring histories, fears, identities, and desires that shape what they can hear and say. Engaged pedagogy, therefore, asks teachers to be self-aware and ethically accountable. It also asks them to create conditions in which students can speak, question, and connect ideas to their own lives. This model challenges passive learning and the hidden habits of domination that often define formal education. It remains important because it offers a practical vision of teaching that is demanding, democratic, and deeply human. Thirdly, race, gender, and class in the learning process. Teaching to transgress is especially important for the way it insists that education cannot be understood apart from race, gender, and class. Hooks argues that these social forces shape who is heard, who is ignored, whose knowledge is treated as legitimate, and how students experience authority. Her perspective grows out of Black feminist thought, which refuses to treat oppression as a single issue. Instead, the book shows that classrooms are structured by overlapping inequalities that influence curriculum, participation, and institutional culture. Hooks criticizes educational settings that claim universality, while centering dominant perspectives and marginalizing others. She also pushes against shallow forms of multiculturalism that celebrate difference without confronting power. For her, meaningful teaching must address conflict, exclusion, and the realities of social hierarchy. This gives the book its continuing relevance in discussions of inclusive education. Hooks does not treat identity as a matter of personal expression alone. She connects it to history, institutional power, and the struggle over whose experiences count as knowledge. By doing so, she helps readers see that education is not merely about access to schools or texts. It is also about transforming the terms on which learning takes place and broadening the field of who can speak with authority. Fourthly, emotion, experience, and the whole person. A striking feature of the book is its refusal to separate intellectual life from emotion and lived experience. Hooks argues that many classrooms are shaped by a narrow view of reason that suppresses feeling and discourages vulnerability. Against this model, she insists that teaching and learning involve the whole person. Questions of desire, fear, grief, anger, and hope are not distractions from education. They are part of the human reality through which education happens. This does not mean reducing scholarship to confession or abandoning critical standards. Instead, Hooks shows that personal experience can deepen analysis when it is brought into conversation with theory and collective reflection. Her essays often model this method by moving between autobiography, pedagogy, and political critique. This approach allows her to discuss difficult subjects, such as racism and sexism, without pretending that they are abstract issues. It also helps explain why the book has resonated with teachers and students who feel constrained by impersonal academic norms. By validating embodied experience, Hooks expands what counts as serious educational practice. She suggests that classrooms become more transformative when participants are allowed to be present as full human beings rather than as detached performers of competence. Lastly, theory in action and the politics of teaching. Another major strength of teaching to transgress is the way it connects theoretical reflection to everyday teaching practice. Hooks is deeply informed by critical theory and by the work of thinkers such as Paulo Freire, yet she consistently returns to the concrete realities of classrooms, institutions, and pedagogical choices. The book, therefore, avoids becoming a purely abstract statement about liberation. Instead, it asks what liberatory education looks like in real interactions between teachers and students. Hooks examines issues such as participation, authority, silence, and resistance, showing that the politics of teaching emerge in ordinary academic life. She also challenges educators to examine their own habits and investments, since oppressive structures can be reproduced even by people who speak the language of progress. This gives the book a reflective and self-critical quality. It is not only a call to reform institutions, but also a demand for personal accountability within the practice of teaching. And the essays demonstrate that pedagogy is a political act because it shapes how people understand freedom, difference, and knowledge. By bringing theory into contact with lived practice, Hooks offers readers a framework they can think with, teach with, and use to question the deeper purposes of education. In conclusion, Teaching to Transgress is best suited to educators, students, scholars, and general readers who want to think seriously about what teaching is for and how classrooms can either reinforce or challenge inequality. It is especially valuable for people working in education, gender studies, cultural studies, Black studies, and social justice-oriented fields. But its insights extend well beyond academia. Readers will gain both an intellectual framework and a practical orientation. The book helps teachers reflect on authority, participation, inclusion, and the emotional climate of learning. It also helps students understand education as an active process tied to self-formation and collective freedom rather than passive achievement alone. What makes it stand out in its category is the unusual combination of theoretical depth, moral clarity, and personal voice. Many books on pedagogy are either heavily abstract or narrowly instructional. Hooks manages to be philosophically serious while remaining vivid, accessible, and grounded in lived experience. Her Black feminist perspective gives the work a distinctive power, especially in the way it links classroom practice to larger systems of race, gender, and class domination. Even when some examples reflect the period in which it was written, the book remains foundational because it treats teaching as a transformative act with real social and ethical stakes. If you would like to support Bell Hooks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.